Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Good morning once again, everyone. This is Bob Pompiani, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm here behind the microphone, and it's Billy Steinbach, who is behind the glass, a.k.a. Pomp Jr. Give him a call at 412-928-9370. That is the number of the hotline. It's also the number of the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Follow this radio station on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. We're here talking Pittsburgh sports or anything else that goes on your topic list. But last night, the Pirates, I thought, made a real bad decision going with Dovydas Neverauskas in the top of the eighth inning. I realized they almost came back and won that game. I realized the one thing this team is loaded with, it's never-say-die players who keep fighting until the end. But this was a 2-1 game. And it was a difference of opinions when you look at and strategies when the Brewers were faced with a situation and the Pirates threatening in the bottom of the seventh. It was Josh Hader, their closer, called in that position because that was the high leverage point of the game. And he came in, he got the job done, pitched a scoreless eighth, and then he was taken out in the ninth. I don't think Craig Counsell ever thought five runs would score, but the Pirates do have that ability to do that, and they did again. And Josh Bell, the leading catalyst with a 3-run home run, followed by Jung Ho Gung, who came into the game later. He was not in the starting lineup, but he pinch hit for Colin Moran earlier in the game, was in there, hit a game-tying home run to follow that. So it was back-to-back, all of a sudden 6-6, and you're thinking, here they go again, because the Pirates have put together 21 comebacks this year, and they were looking at their fifth walk-off, except that Felipe Vasquez gave up three straight hits in the top of the 10th, and they lose 7-6. Now, I've said, you know, all along, this team, given everything it's faced, I think Clarence Hurdle has done a very good job in keeping them together, focused, and the right attitude. But some of these pitching choices just make me scratch my head. Neverauskas, I don't care what he's done in this previous six games. He is nothing but a guy who's not ready for this level, in my opinion. It's a good story to see where he's come from to get to this level. But it seems like in these kind of situations, that's the wrong call to make. It was 2-1 at that point. You needed Kyle Crick. And then afterwards, Clint Hurdle talked about Kyle Crick. He said he wasn't hurt. He just went with Neverauskas. And he said he did it the other day. He had success. But even in Neverauskas' last several outings in which he's not given up a run, he has tinkered with giving up runs. He's had guys on base. To me, he's just not the guy I would put in that situation. That's just me. They overcame that. They look like they may win, but they didn't, and they lose. And so now they're four out, which doesn't sound like a lot, except that, you know, it's a very crowded National League Central. And the Reds are making a move. You know, the Brewers are the team they're trying to catch, and they're 2-9 against them. So they need to start winning some of these games head-to-head, especially at home, and they did not do that last night. 412-928-9370. We're also, you know, potentially setting up another situation which Neil Huntington may have a hard time dealing with. I'll take you back to last year, and the Pirates at one point in July were 11.5 games out of first place. They were 7 games under 500, and then all of a sudden, that magical 11-game win streak happened, and all of a sudden, you know, they're 53-49 at the end of July, and they cut the deficit by 6 games. So they're in a position to be a contender, potentially, And there were a lot of demands on the Pirates to show that they were serious and do something about it. And that's when Neil Huntington made the trade for Chris Archer. That trade is not looking so good right now. And then after that trade, Archer wasn't as good as you thought he might be to help them, and they end up going under 500 the rest of the way, and they finish 82-79. Are we in a similar situation moving forward, and what does Neil Huntington do? And if you're going to make deals, who do you trade if you want to be a buyer? If you're a seller, it's a totally different question. Who do you want to give up? So we'll talk about that. 412-928-9370. Call us with your take on where the Pirates are. One thing we do know, Josh Bell is an MVP candidate without a doubt. Another home run last night, 27, 84 runs batted in. He's on pace to do something that he's already ripped up some of the National League all-time record books for most extra base hits to start a season. So it's a very interesting team to watch. It's a fun team to watch. But last night, Nevarauskas giving up a two-run home run. If he was put in, which he was, and he gives up that, I'm taking him out immediately after. But he wasn't. He gave up another two-run home run. So those kind of things are killers when this game was so tight at 2-1 at the time. It ends 7-6 Milwaukee. 412-928-9370. The other topic we were going to get into in depth would be Mike Sullivan gets a new four-year contract. I said this all along here that this is the right move for the Penguins to make. And people need to understand something. Regardless of what the contract says and how much it's worth, I would imagine Mike Sullivan's topping $5 million a year based on what some of the other coaches around the league are making, the higher-end guys. So if that's the case, don't worry about the money. It's not on the salary cap for the Penguins. They don't have to account for that. It's separate. Ron Burkle has enough money. If he doesn't like the way things are gone in a year or two or whatever, he can make a deal and change it and make one check out and say, thank you, we appreciate it. But to me, this is the right call. This guy has done a really nice job with this roster. And, you know, 3 years in a row, the two cup winning years and the year that followed were outstanding. Last year, not so much. They had some issues. And they barely get into the playoffs, and then they get swept out of the playoffs, which has leveled a cause for concern. But again, the core remains intact. I think they've made some nice deals to try to change a little of what has gone on here. And you can argue Phil Kessel was a scapegoat. You can argue that it was the right call. Whatever you want to say, they needed to do something different.